HaGudvach, we're up to Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sivav. We started Sivav last week. I'm going to have to start over again, just go a little quicker, just to refresh our memory and go into it. It's very geschmack. Okay, let's start again, Sivav. In Bolu Mashkenoi, Shaloi Bishas Hava Asoi, if someone's trying to take a mashken, not at the time of the Hava, Loi Mashkenenu Hu Ba'atzmoi, he's not allowed to take the mashken himself. The Malva is asof him to take a mashken inside the house. Outside the house, it's irrelevant. He's now allowed to take the mashkin. Shemishkenahu ba'atzmoi, if he himself takes the mashkin, oiva balav, he's oiva dolav. The Mechaber passing the Shitas HaRambam, that a malva, even if he chaps a mashkin outside the house, he sees the loiva in the street, grabs his pen away from him, he's oiva alav deraisa. Now, vos ele bezgin yishlochu lo yishlucham, bezin should send a shliach, even bezin vav shlucham, even the bezin shliach, lo yikonis lebeis lamashkin, even the bezin shliach is now allowed to enter the house to take a mashkin. So the bezin can't go into the house, only outside the house, and the malva is not allowed to even do that. The malva has to stay out in Gansin. I mentioned last week a chedush yerim. The chedush yerim says he wants to know, could the shliach bezin stand outside and just like send his hand inside the house, be a b'mixis, is that going to be a nisar or not? And he says it should be totally on that child, or the b'mixis shma b'ya. I saw this week at Pischei She'orim in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Ohinam Zon, that even if the shliach stays outside and completely, but he sends in a stick, and he pulls it out, schleps it out with his ziks, so none of his body went into the house, he just pulled the chavis out, he thought that's also a problem of this inyan, it's also going to be a problem. I'm not exactly sure why, but that's what he says. You can look it up yourself. He says, "Afilu lahaitzi ayde kana aruch is also why the loisave that which a pasuk says loisave is lav dafke bia doesn't mean bia. Even if he stands on the outside, there's also going to be a problem." Now, this should go technically. He's talking about the lav of loisave. We discussed this week, and we've seen again in the Sma that really Loisavi might not be applicable to Shliach Bezin, it might be only to the Malva, and the Malva himself doesn't have this, it's only inside the house, even outside the house. So if the Malva is not Negeah, and for the Shliach Bezin, he might have a new Issa called B'chutz Tamoid, Alava Bo Mechal Aseh, B'chutz Tamoid, and not to go inside. So I don't know how that plays into the role. But alright, anyway, because I'm just a Marim Bokum on Yiloch, that L'chari, he's not going with the Chedush Yerim. Okay, let's get back into the Sma. So it's gotten Zayin. Miloshin Aram Vatua Mamachab. If the malva takes a mashkin bar kochok of the loiva, he's oiva balav. Now, how do you see that? Either pasuk says leisave el beisai, zok the sma the beisai lav dafka. Who beisai is lav dafka? Elo. Hu adin oikoshe ken de lo yishamit bechazaka masha olav oy mimasha biyodoy befagi bechutz. So the Sma understood that the reason why the malva is oiva lav sounds like he's saying three different reasons. Either because beisai lav dafka, which we'll get to in a second, or hu adin, it's learned out like a mamitzino, or even a kosher ken. A kosher ken de lo yishamit bechazaka masha. If you can't go into the guy's house, certainly you can't snatch something away from him, grab it away from him, that you can't do. So the Chiddush Yerim asks, he doesn't understand, how can you make a mamitzino? First, Emma's here in Menadin. And second of all, it's a bad call Shekane because you see Shlik Bezin's punk for catch. Shlik Bezin has an Issa inside the house, but outside the house is Mutter. So if the Torah said the Lav Lisav Besa, maybe the Mav will be the same thing. Only inside the house it's also, but outside the house it's Mutter. So those two Pshatim Lechaira are problematic. But if you look in the Drisha explains what he really meant at the beginning when he says Besa Lav Dafka. The Drisha says the Besa Lav Dafka. And but what basically means beisai urishusai. It's a new pshat in the pasuk. When the pasuk says leisavei el beisai, it doesn't mean leisavei el beisai necessarily. It means leisavei el rishusai. Don't go into his rishus wherever that rishus might be. The rishus might be outside. He's holding on to it, so you're intruding into his rishus and grabbing it away from him. Or beisai could mean in his house as well. But you're taking something out of his rishus, whether it's out of his rishus. His house rishus or his hand rishus. You're taking out of his rishus, you can be over a lav. And even on that, the Chiddush Yerim has a problem. He says he doesn't know how to taicha. He says, Naniach, in sharp places, we understand that basically means rishusai. But over here, the pasuk says, Leisavei el beis, don't go into his house. Don't go into his rishus. If I stand outside and I grab it away from him, I didn't go into his rishus. I took something from his rishus, perhaps, but I didn't go into his rishus. So he has a problem even then. He doesn't see how that would work out. But that's the chayra, at least from the smad. The chayra would be the best pshat of the smad. The basis of dafka means rishus. There's a yireim, which, depending on the defus you have, kuf lam mebeza reishayim gimel, and is a smag, and loisa say kuf peivav, who brings down a sifri, who learns this out from somewhere else. I don't know why the smag didn't do that, but the pasuk is, the sifri himself asked the kasha, frek the sifri, loisav elbeza mebedalav, is only inside the person's house. Kamash malon, an extra pasuk, the pasuk continues, la avoit avoitoi bachutz. But we're cutting up the pasuk. That tells me now I go into the house. So that's kilur pasuk says also to be lavet avoyte bechutz. You now let it go into the house. That's one lav, and also lavet avoyte bechutz. You also now let it take away a mashkin bechutz from the guy. That's a different lav. So you have a lav for going in, like Saval Beisai, and a lav for snatching outside, lavet avayte bechutz. So that's very geshmak, and the Chiddush Rim says that that's Pratnam Machab as well. That's why there's a lav outside, because he's going like this for free. It's from this new thing, a lavet avayte bechutz. Fine. That's what we discussed briefly last week. I want to develop this a bit. So let's try to, it's a mamish halacha lemaisa, unfortunately too often, is I'm now let it go inside the guy's house. I'm now let us snatch it from his hand when he's outside the house. But I could mashalize numerous other tzuyurim that don't fall under either category. He has a bicycle outside the street. He's not holding on to the bike. It happens to be his bike. Could I take the bike? I'm not in his house, and I'm not snatching it from his hand. He has something besimta, resting, or rishus harabim. Could I take that away? Or what happens if he has a chayfitz? I know that he has something entrusted by someone else. He has a pekodim by somebody else. Could I knock on the door and go into that guy's house and take my loiva's mashkin away from him? Take that chayfitz away. I'm not taking it from the loiva. I'm taking it from the loiva's nifkat. The loiva gave and trusted the chayfitz to somebody else, and I want to go into the nifkat and take away the chayfitz from the nifkat. It's the loiva's chayfitz, but can I do that? I'm not going to the loiva's house. Would that be permissible or not? Even more, what happens if Grata, this loiva, my dear friend, who owes me the money, happens to have given me a chayfetz to hold on to, and I happen to have one of his items? Could I seize that item? I'm not going into his house. I'm not snatching it out of his hand. It's by me. Could I take that? Can I withhold that? He's now going to ask me back for his item and say, I'm sorry, you owe me money. So I decided to help myself and take your chayfetz instead. Or at least as a pekodah, I'm not giving you back your item until you pay me. And these are meisim b'chayim. Is that also b'chlal the issa? So there's a tshuva sirivash. The tshuva sirivash in Shin Sadivov, and it's rather brought down in the Ramon, Simon Dalid. The Ramon passings like this, and he says the following. He says that to withhold a pekodah that's by you, the loivis pekodah, says that's fine. You're allowed to withhold the pekodin. Nishnadem, he says that if the pekodin happens to be by somebody else, a third party, you could go and snatch it away from that third party as well. I could take away that pekodin. I'm not going into the loiva's house. Then he says that if it wouldn't be machmas halva, if it's machmas something else, like we're going to see Miyat Hashem later on, is that this whole issa of taking a mashkin is only if the guy is a loiva. But if he owes you money because he stole from you, he owes you money because he was a mazik, then he says also you're allowed to snatch the mashkin even from the guy's house himself. That's fine. And then he goes on, he says, and even the worst scenario, Yitaka shouldn't have done it because it was a halva and you went into his house and you snatched it, so you're even issa, but once he snatched it, you have a kinyan in the mashkin, like we saw last week briefly as well, that avad it's chal. So he has a different dargis, but what you see from the rivosh is to withhold a pekodin or snatch a pekodin from a third party, that is permissible. It's not just bidyevit works. It even lechatchila yalada do it, because by snatching from his house, he says it works bidyevit, lechatchila it's also. But vice versa, going to somebody else's rishos and withholding it yourself is even mutter lechatchila to do. That's how the Ramah paskins. And all the Achrayim mutter, where is this coming from? They don't know. The Kesef HaKadoshim, he has a whole Arichis, and this is Yeshua Yisrael, and an Imre Bina. Yeshua Yisrael is over there in Siman Dalet, there's Imre Bina in Dayanim Yodot. They want to know what's going on. If you learn like the Sma, that there's a new law called Beisai, and Beisai means Rishusai, so the Pas says, Leisave El Rishusai, and then the elders love that. Now let's take something out of a guy's Rishus. So they say, in Lomdis, The Rishonim say by Chometz, they say by a lot of places, is if I have a Pekodin by you, wherever that Pekodin is resting is my Rishus. Kalecha Disa, Rishus, Mari Disa. It's like my Pekodin. And the place where it's parked, you allow me to rest my Pekodin by you, so where it's resting in your house, underneath it, it is as if it is my Rishus. Because I have Rishus to place my Pekodin there. So they ask, light the sma that the lav in the Torah Savil Beis means Rishusai. It should be us to snatch someone's pekodin, even if it's by somebody else. The Leiv has a pekodin by Ruvain. Well, wherever it's resting in Ruvain's house is as if it's resting in the Leiv's house, because he has a permission to leave it by Ruvain. So it's called Hechadisa Beshus Marius. It's by the Leiv. So if I go ahead and snatch that pekodin by someone else's house, it should be us in Midaraisa. It's Leisav Nel Beisai. I'm taking it from his Rishus. And they blay shred. They don't know what's going on. And they give Fashidin the Chukim very difficult. What is the Sma's Kaddish? The Beisai is Zavdavka, Beisai means Rishusai. So I'm now allowed to, I guess Lesavah doesn't mean I have to actually enter it. I just can't intrude and take something out of your Rishus. He has a problem. He doesn't know what to do. Right. Right. Kaddushim has a problem with this one. He doesn't understand. That's why he says, well, how does it pass Lesavah even Rishus? I have to enter his Rishus. I never entered the Rishus. But the Sma himself learned that up. That Biyodah means Rishus. It's a frekt Allah, then it's a Bishret. And therefore they paskin. The matchik, the Rivosh, doesn't mean it. The Rivosh said something else. The Ramot doesn't mean it. We don't go like the Ramot. At the end of the day, many achronim paskin. Therefore it's also to take even the chefetz by somebody else. Or it's also even to withhold the pekodin that's by you and not give it back to the leiva, because by withholding it, you're entering or taking a chefetz out of the leiva's rishus, which means you, because you're holding it for the leiva, and you're going to be oiva, nissa, mashkin, leisav, el, beisai.
You said beisai and rishus, so you had a rishus like your beisai. The rishus is like your beisai, which you own. The other rishus is, no one's going to tell you you own it. We treat it as if you own it, but it's not the rishus.
And by chometz, and by other things. All right, fine. The chedush harim says a blitz chiddush, gevaltike chiddush, and when I share with them, this is, I know it's a chiddush, but it's the best teretz that we have, I mean, that I know of, at least. He says the following. The leiva, just hold cup, it's a simple cheshvan. The leiva has a pekodin by Ruvain. So Ruvain has to return the pekodin to the leiva. So kol heka de'isa, b'shus mari de'isa. What happens if Ruvain, we'll take the extreme case, Ruvain refuses to return the pekodin to the leiva. He wants to be a gazan on the chayfetz. He stole the chayfetz, he refuses to give it back to the leiva. So at that point, you can't now say that it's rishus of the loiva. The gazan refuses to give it back. It's not, we don't have kolecha disa b'shusa yisa. No, it's ena b'shusa shaladim, because the gazan's on it. The loiva can't get it back. He can't retrieve his kefetz because the shomer refuses to give it back. That's pashut l'chayr. So now he takes it to the next step. He says, if loiva has a kefetz by Ruvain, Ruvain has to supposed to give it back to loiva. But now the loiva owes me money. So Ruvain sort of owes a pekodin to the loiva. The loiva owes me money. She says it's a concept, and it's true, that shibud de Rav Nosson applies even by pekodin. So right now, who does the shoyim have to give the chayfetz to? Al shibud de Rav Nosson, he has to give it to me. He's not allowed to return it to the loiva. He has to give it to me, shibud de Rav Nosson. If I'll mon him, I will have to say, you owe the loiva, and the loiva owes me, A owes B, B owes C, so it's A owes C. So I could go straight to the shayma and say, you owe me this pekodin, you got to give me this chayfetz, you're now allowed to return it to the loiva. So he says, hayois now, each step of the way is a chiddush, but hayois now, the shayma can give it to the loiva. So it's no longer b'shusay de mari isa. It's no longer b'shusay de loiva isa. I'm a mela. Now I'm allowed to chop it from the shayma, because I'm not taking it out of the shus of the loiva anymore. Because once the loiva owes me money, the chayfet is no longer in the shus of the loiva, because the shayma is now allowed to give it back to the loiva.
Except his own shus then. He's
taking out of his own rishus because now he's holding it for me. Now, it's a chiddush, because just because he has a bekodin to him, he's supposed to give it to me, maybe b'teris gvi, but I'm not coming now to chapet to collect money. I'm going only for mashkin. Because I'm not going to do it. Give me that mashkin. I'm not sure he has to give it to me. But at least he shouldn't return it to the loiva if I want to collect it as payment. Memele, it's no longer bishus to loiva. You want to say it's even bishus to malva? Okay, we can done that. Memele, now the malva has a right to chap it because he's not taking out of the rishus to loiva. And he says even if the chefetz is by the malva himself, he said the Shabbat not sent to himself. He owes the loiva to give back his begotten. The loiva owes him. So he's kivayachal asa to return it to the loiva because he owes it to the loiva's malva, which is himself. It's no longer b'shus of the loiva. Memela, now he's allowed to withhold the begotten. He's allowed to chap it because it is lamdis. I'm not taking out of the rishus of the loiva.
Shabbat are not going to help even by a mashi, you want to say?
Yeah, that's true. That happens by a begotten.
Which I'm taking for a mashkin. I didn't say.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you have shibud nazan for a mashkin. You have shibud nazan for a payment. But since if I would ask for a payment, he's not allowed to return it to the loiva. So it's no longer b'shusay the loiva. So now I could break the guy. Break the guy's door down, but at least enter and steal or snatch that mashkin or that pekadin away because I'm no longer taking it from the loiva's rishus. Mava's
holding
mashkin.
Who's he holding it for?
When the
Mava's
holding mashkin of the
loivas? Yeah.
So
who's it belong to?
Well, the Mava has a kinyan in it. He has a certain kinyan and he has a right to withhold it, right? That's the Lchati Yitzchak. We learn that he actually has a kinyan in it. He has a schus in it. Who owns it? The loiva owns it, but the Mava has schusim in it, kinyanim in it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it comes out. Even when the Mava is holding it, really, it's a stickler schus of the more of the loiva anyway.
It is, but since the leiva owes the malva, so he says al shibud dam nosin, so the malva doesn't give it back to the leiva. We don't say it's just the leiva, and now he could withhold it by pekadin.
Even by
a mashkin.
Even the malva is holding the rishus of the mara.
Well, only if the guy pays me a different way. Otherwise, I don't want to give it back. I want to hold it as a betokin. I'm holding it as a security, right?
Let's say I have a mashkin and mazik the mashkin, right? A mazik the mashkin.
So then I'll be chayv. I might be chayv Hashem Masaka, I might be chayv Oinsin, I might lose a chayv for a different chayvman. Shmuel, the whole sugya.
I'm a shimer for the
leiva. Right, so you want to say... Okay, but one thing is for sure, once I have the kinyan mashkin in it, I no longer have this issa of taking a mashkin. In fact, we're going to see that once I get the mashkin and I have to give it back every night, pajamas, I took his pajamas, every night I got to give him back his pajamas, the next day I'm already allowed to take the mashkin and snatch it away from him because it's my mashkin. I already have a kinyan in it. I never lost that kinyan. Once I make the mashkin the first step, the first kinyan, it's now my mashkin forever till he pays me. So you can't bring where I from the fact that I could constantly hold on to the mashkin, because once I got that kinyan in it, it's mine and I don't have the issa leisava at all. That's not going to be a problem. But to come from a pekadin and turn a pekadin into a mashkin, that he says is not a problem because it's blitz chiddush of his a cheshmin. Look, Rabbi, I know it's a chiddush, but that's the best teretz I have on the cheshmin. Sorry? Well, it's a gizman of prime. If it would be lo yigizman of prime, no. Then we have a problem. And the Konami. It's a good point. It means if it was lo yigizman of prime yet, then l'chayra, there is no shibud de Rav Nosson, because he's not mechuyv yet, and then memela, I would not be able to snatch it out of his rishus, because it is b'shus edolei v'issei, and then we'll have a problem. And the Konami. And b'chay gav niyal a problem, although from the Ramah, it doesn't seem right. I hear. It's a little mechalik. Maybe I hear the problem.
Yeah, to just not give it back to him
without taking it. Well, that's what they want to say. The Kazakh Khajman holds that you can't even withhold it. And the Chadushim says you could because it is Khajman, that it's not Bishus Delay V'Issa because it is Lamdis, Al Shibud Dinam Nasin.
So Shibud Dinam Nasin kicks in even if you have assets, if you have tons of money. And
that's also a Shaila. I might have to go to the Leiva first.
Well, maybe it doesn't. It's not
automatic. 100%. The Chadushim is a Blitz Chadushim every step of the way. I'm asking. All right, let me go to the next step. This is all, by the way, in the Sma. It means all the Achroinim, for some reason, only had the Sma. But if you learn, like the Sifri, like the Rishayim, the Areim, the Smag, that it's a new Issa. There's one Issa, Leisavei Beisai, and there's another Issa, Leisavei La'avait Avaitai Bachutz. Two different Isurim. So, Zakta Chudishvim, it's not hard to imagine that just like the Torah, when it said Leisavei Beis, means to go into Mamish's house, so also Leisavei Lavet avayda b'chutz also means at least you mamish snatching away from him, like the lashon of the Rashi and all the rishonim. But if it's not by him, it's by a shomer, by that, maybe it's chaka going to be mutter. It's maisa, not his bias. Rishus I don't care about. That's only the Sma holds that. We don't hold the Rishus. We hold Bayis. It's not his Bayis, and it's not Leisavet Avayta B'chutz. I'm not snatching it away from him B'chutz either. So maybe that would be Mutta. Ken Zayin. But if you learn like...
Why can Beitin do all this?
Bezin is allowed to do it. Outside Bezin, we're talking about the Malva himself. We're trying to know, can the Malva himself do this? And then very often the Malva has opportunities. He tracks down the chosim and assets and he sees where they are. Could he help himself to that? Or is he going to have a problem of this Issa? And at the end of the day, Chedusharim is Masupik. He goes back and forth. At the end of the day, he's Masupik. That even if you have this cheshbon, that I could take it from a third party, or from myself, a pekadon that's by me because of this Shibudu Darnas and Shtikl, so it's not Bishus Daloiva, but he's still Masupik. What happens with Bishus Harabim or Besimta, where he could help himself? Daloiva has access to the item. No one's withholding it from Daloiva. Maybe I'm now allowed to snatch it, and there will still be an Issa of Leisave Obeso, at least Lakala Pachas Leitisma. So at the end of the day, it's very dangerous. According to many Achroinim, you're now allowed to even withhold the Begadon. You're now allowed to take a Begadon from a third party. And even if we want to argue with that, like the Kedushrim, or we have a Fushari Vash and a Ramah, but we're still going to have a problem of taking it out of a Rishus Rama. If I see his bike in Rishus Rama, I might not be able to take that bike. You have to now dan, is that considered Leisav El Bezo? Even though, I have to admit, from all the Rishayim, it's Mashmayam. Because all the Rishonim are mashma, I'm snatching it from his hand. If he's walking in the street and his dog is walking in front of him, or in the olden days he has a parah walking in front of him, can I snatch that parah? He's not holding on to it. Can I snatch it? Rishus Harabim, maybe I could. Or maybe no. I'm still taking it, his item away from him, and that would be a problem. And it's not klar. It's a problematic. It's a funny thing. This should be Maisim B'Koyim, and somehow we don't see in the Rishonim a clear direction on this. All right. I want to go into another sugya, same type of a sugya, the Achreinim Kler. This sounds funny, but the Achreinim Kler, that if you need bias, well, let's start invoking the concept of bias. We know bias for mezuzah and bias for makkah. There are halachas of a bias. If a bias is not dalet al dalet, it's a tiny house, it's not 10 tefachim high. If the bias is bechal doesn't have a roof, it's his backyard. If it's a beis hateven, all these cases for mezuzah, you're not chayiv a mezuzah in these cases. So if you're not chayiv, it's not a bias in the Torah, at least not chayiv midaraisa. It's not a bias for mezuzah and for makkah, so maybe it's not a bias for mashkin either. I say, like many akarim, there is shash and the Mariel Diskin and the nefesh chayiv, it's on and on. It's like a whole, Rishlom Zalman has a tshuva on it, I think, God, it's a tshuva about Hanukkah. What? By chutz as well, the shash says the chutz of the lot, and I'll take it to the next. Zok the chedushi rim. What happens if, well, you know, by mezuzah it's a shayla. If you're only a seicher or a shayla on the house, it might not be considered basic to be chayv in a mezuzah. So if the guy is only renting, could I break in and take the mashkin? It's not his house. He's only renting the house. That might not be basic. And they're going to go on and on with all these type of chakiris. The problem is. I'm not sure when these chakiras are negeya, and I'll explain. Because it means they're learning basic means bias. And then mele, they have all chaps why this might not be a bias. Well, where is the Torah say bias? Means if you learn like the Mechaba, and the Issa and the Malva is say inside the house and say outside the house, so who cares if it has a shame bias, if it doesn't have a shame bias? I'll be also outside, and basic is lavdavka, basic means reshusay like the Sma, so then I don't need really bias. Elamai, we're talking about the din and the shliach bezin, that the shliach bezin is also to do, and shliach bezin is allowed to do outside, but just not allowed to do in a bias. Well, like we said last week, the Sma continues that the shliach bezin's issa is not from bias altogether. He doesn't have the leisav el bezo. He has a new issa called bechutz tamoid. We have a lava bo makala say bechutz tamoid, and you're not allowed to go inside. Doesn't say bias in his issa, and the shliach bezin issa doesn't say the word bias. So the chay is now going to his property, into his backyard, even if it doesn't have a shame bias, even if it's a shoyalon, even if it's less than dalet al dalet. Who cares? You now let her take it from him. That's a shliach bezin, nothing to do with bias. And the malva is also even outside. So malva has issa no matter what. So I'm not sure. I mean, especially in Shitas HaTaisis, the Taisis holds not like the Makam. The Taisis holds the Issa the Malva Midrais is only in Beisai, and outside is only also Midrabanan. So yeah, then it's Kabbalah Chakir is Kishmak. Because the Taisis is Loisavo Beisai, and Beisai is Dafka. So maybe Bais has to be a Bais like by Mezuzah and a Bais by Maka. But we don't pass them like that. So they're all clearing a Chakir, and a lot of them fail. It's Tarkin La Dina. What din? The din is we passkin that you don't need Bais, but I passkin even outside. you have to understand where they're coming from. All right.
What does b'chutz mean? B'chutz the body. No.
B'chutz outside tamoid. We have a lava b'makasei outside and not inside. Don't go inside. Where b'chutz tamoid and not into his house.
Outside of his house.
No, I'm not outside of him, outside of his shoes. I know, wait for him. I don't know. I don't know.
What's the time of the year so not like that? It's not. What is the time of the year so
why you can't do this?
Whether it's a shoes, whether it's a face, can that reflect into the whole equation?
Well, the Shlomo Zalman tries to say that. The Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomi, tries to say that. The Aruch Lener also really said, the Aruch Lener and Sukkah also tries to say that over here, even if you have Beisai for other Yisurim, it has to be Dalit or Dalit or whatever it is, but over here, that's not the reason. The reason is not supposed to be overly aggressive against the Leiva. So who cares what bias he's in? Who cares if it's Shal? Who cares if it's Sukkah? Who cares if it's not Dalit or Dalit? That's Mamish, the Aruch Lener type of a Zohar. Mincha Shleimah has a shtickle problem with that type of, so you can look it up in Chelik Beis Nun Aleph or Yisalev. God is talking about over there, Achuv is talking about Chanukah, and all Din Bayis and Agav, he goes into Mashkin about this Din. Okay, that's one Maimon Muzgah. Let's talk about another Halach. I guess maybe before we do that, let's do a Ramah. Vafilu, up to the Ramah, Vafilu in Bikesh, Hamalva, Likones Lebeis HaLoiva, even if the Malva wants to go inside the Loiva's house, the Malva is not going to chap anything. He doesn't want to chap. He understands there's a lav in the Torah. He's not going to chap anything. But he's afraid that the Loiva is playing games with him. The Loiva claims he doesn't have anything. So at least let me go inside the guy's house and take an accounting what he really has. And then I'll call up Bezin and I'll get Bezin to do their job and stay outside or force the Loiva to bring the item outside. I just want to take an accounting of what's going on. I'm not going to touch anything. Is there a problem with doing that? And Mechaber says, and this is coming from Truva, Rashba, Rambam, that it's also to do as well. The Malva is not allowed to enter the Loiva's house. It's also to do. Why is it also to do? Zok Tisman Sev Gan Ches. To make Tpida Ak Teira, the Teira is Makbid, V'kasa B'chutz Tamoid, they have to stay outside, Mashma De Knisa Le Tzerich Ha'ovid, even if he's not going to chap the Mashkin, he just wants to enter to see what he could chap, what he might eventually be able to chap, what assets he has, Afilu Le Yavid, even if he's not going to take it then, is also. Now it's mashma shtickle in this. I'm not sure if he means this. It's mashma that is part of the love. Leisave obeisa even litzayecha of it because you need because tama. I'm not sure, but the mice in the Rambam and many mafarshim and mavua that you're not going to be over the love. This is not an issa leisave obeisa because leisave obeisa only if you chap the match can love it. This issa is a new issa of b'chutz tamid. Like the Sma suggested for the Shliach Bezin, well, even the Malva will have a Issa b'chutz tamoid, and that is, stay outside. You're not allowed to enter to chap a mashkin. But even if you don't want to enter to get a mashkin, you're still not allowed to enter. B'chutz tamoid, you have to wait outside till he brings it out to you and gives it to you willingly. You cannot go into his house whatsoever for any purpose of a mashkin.
If he goes in for a mirror, he comes in on a different spot, tell him that's for a different spot.
If he goes in for a different spot, that's fine. But now he can't take the account because now he's going to be, once he starts taking the counting, now he's in there.
Counting what's in
the house.
He's allowed to do that, or
China's
he's over on the Bachutz
Tamil anyway, because
he's not allowed to touch the house.
Now,
go
if he did what was his case?
Yeah,
the plumber's
going into
that,
tell him, write down everything that's in.
Oh, like at the plumber right down.
Yeah.
Oh, one second. Then you're going to Hoshal about Shlichas. We'll get to it in a second if there's a Issa here Shlichas. But let's say you're going there for Shabbos Suda. You're right. You're good with the guy, and he invited you for lunch, and you're over there, and you want to just check it out. So now that might be a problem. While you're there, it's fine. But if now you can. Trying to check it out, you might have an issa. However, it's Yitochin that Heyois, you got in there Bershus, he allowed you to enter his house, so the entering is not a problem. Once I'm there, I'm fine. Lamosha, just like this issa, is only if I take a Baal Korchoi. If he gives me the mashkin, I'm allowed. So too, if he gives me the right to enter, I'm also allowed. I had the right to enter. So now.
You need a right to look around. B-case, he has permission.
No, Bikesh Hamav from Bezdin Likonis the Bezalevi. He's trying to get Rishus from Bezdin to enter. Ain't Bezdin is Kokon Likonis the Bezalevi. Bezdin won't allow him. He didn't get it. If the Levi gives him permission, because in Tait, once the Leiva gives permission, everything's mutter. Like giving the mashkin too. But if the Leiva gives him permission to eat lunch, but not to snoop around, you're right, then the snooping around could be a problem. But if the Leiva gives him permission to enter the house, and while you're eating, you see the silverware that you're eating with, now I know that he has silverware. Oh, I want that silverware. It could be that.
If you ever like silver, you know you should, because over here there's a whole different gather of what you can and can't do, not based on where you are or what you think.
Slaysa kenosha is when you're pressuring him. This is the difference. It's a leisa veil beisai. As leisa veil beisai, I can't enter his house because Talmud even to take an accounting. I don't know. All right.
Well, unless you came in, you didn't account, and you discover he has assets, then you can take it back now. It's leiva. Else he's a ganav.
What's a ganav?
Tons of stuff. He purposely never intended to pay me back.
Right, no, but I'm still not going to take it out. No, I would have to go to Bezin and tell Bezin about the assets, and then Bezin will have to deal with him. All right. Sorry?
Does it go into aggressiveness?
To go through a window, we said, the Chedush Arim says if I'm going through a window, you can't even put your hand in, you might have a beer mix as well. Oh, look through a window. I think that should be fine.
Unless it goes into Lysian connection.
The chutz, if there is a chutz tamayr, I'm the chutz. What's the problem? I'm standing outside. I'm doing my demo. I don't look inside to see that. I can't see that he has a car in his driveway. I don't know. Look, that should be fine. All right. We're going to get to shlichus soon. I want to first do a ksais. Is a yisaidus stick a ksais here? Yeah. Kol mashutakas yad adam. We assume it's his. The whole Shiloh and later on in the Kufs, if the guy later on Kuf Gimel Kuf Dal, if the guy later on Tainas that it wasn't really my, it was just a Pekodin, someone else's, and you chapped it, and now the other guy wants to take it to the entire whatever. Why? Or it's leased. All right. Well, it usually says on it it's leased or whatever. But yeah, you're right. And Anakanami, let him prove that. Let him prove it's leased, and maybe I'll consider giving it back. All right.
Now the whole thing of the issue of going in and off the garden house, first time, walking to somebody else's house, what's wrong with, let's say, if I wanted to just break into the guy's house and I can walk in, let's say the guy doesn't know where you're going, I want to walk into his house.
Okay. Right, and trespassing.
What?
So trespassing.
Trespassing.
Right.
What is the issue of trespassing?
I don't know, Shol Shalom Yadas, your gazlan on the kaka that you're walking on, maybe? But that's because you're doing it shalei l'tzarech. If he's taking it, if he's holding on to my chayfitz, maybe I have a right to get.
I have a right to trespass.
Oh, so might be nirik gazel and ben bagbag, might be gemara because bava kamo.
How do you get there? Even forgetting about the
other. But I hear. If I have a zchus to get it, and I'll show him that I'm doing it, so I'm not nira kiganev, I won't have ben bagbag zisa, and I'm not going there for nothing, I'm going there because I have a tzarich, a schus, I have a schus to those items, so maybe I have a right to enter his house too, if not for the zisurim, Allah sever obeisai. Alright, let's see a ksais here, there's a gishmak ksais here, there's a lot going on here, Rabbi Isai. Let's see the ksais of cotton bays. This is also, unfortunately, all too often, maisim b'choyoyim. The bottom. I am a shiksafti b'simin dalid. The ksais discusses this shaila three different places in simin dalid here and one later on. We'll see. But I am a shiksafti b'simin dalid. The lav shapa avdi oisin hamarimin al divrei teira. They try to be a smart aleck. V'koydim boim l'din teira. Before they come to din, they're trying to be tevei money from the other guy. The other guy has the upper hand in the ksais if cotton bays. Possession 9/10 of the law, it's going to be hard to be mitzvah from him. Mitzvah kavel avarai. So what they do is kaidim bayim ledin, taifsim miyad abal dava eizah chayfitz. They chap a chayfitz away from the loiva before they come to the din taira. And what's the chedim? Bichdei in order shayiloi migol aminoi. Later on during the din taira, the mav is going to say you owe me money. He knows that the loiva is ready. He knows that the loiva is going to deny it. So to protect himself, he comes and he chaps the chayfitz from the leiva before the din teira. Now he'll have the upper hand and he has a migoy. You don't believe me, I could always withhold this chayfitz. So believe me that the guy really owes me money. And with that, he wants to win the din teira. It's like the ksais, shein a chajman, smart chajman, but lemaisi, you have a lav deraisa, who lav du leisave obeisai. You now let go into the guy's house. It's a lav deraisa. V'afilu nituach b'shuk. And even to chap outside, mashmi medivrei Rambam, which the humina Torah, this is our machaba, that the Rambam holds that the malv is awesome midaraisa, even outside the guy's house. So Dr. Ksais, it's a shena cheshbin, but it winds up, the guy is going to be able to lav deraisa.
Not being a mashkin,
why not?
Not a This is all it is, a migushtickle.
But he's doing it for bitachon. He's trying to protect his debt. What's Amnida? He's trying to protect his debt, so kedei that the other guy should owe money, so, and he shouldn't be able to deny it. That means he's trying to make sure that he'll be paid, so he's using this as a security, one way or another. Well, so Mamela, that's a mashkin.
Or else it's mashkin. He's not doing it for debt. He's stealing it, and it's not.
He has no intent to deprive him of it.
What if he does?
He can give it back. As soon as he invests in his mashkin, he owes the money.
So, it's every time we take a mashkin, as soon as the guy pays me, I'm asking to give it back. Could a guy take a mashkin lizman? I only want to take it for a week, but I'll give it back to him before he pays me. Am I allowed to do that?
No.
I don't think so. No, you know, I take it.
Usually, mashkin is till you pay.
You're having a betokin at least for that week. You're having a betokin to get bezin to be mechayiv from the money, so therefore I should be able to get. All right, fine. That's a lot. Continues the choice. Miu, hecha do not to bluguvaino. If I'm not taking it for a mashkin, but I'm taking it as payment, and that doesn't have a shame mashkin to it, it's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, that this issa of mashkin, which we're going to see later on, is only when you're taking something as a security. But if you're taking it as payment mamish, that's mota. So miu, hecha do not to bluguvaino, nir deleke issa kumuvu b'shukhanak, and sif tezvav, that it's muvu over there, that you're allowed to take things like Gavaina and Anatz over this Mashkin. So he says the Eitzah should be is don't chap the chafetz as a security and give it back after the din Torah. Now that's a problem. What you should do is chap the chafetz as a peroin, and like this you'll be paid up your chayv. And Mamela, that you're allowed to do because you're taking it for peroin. And he has v'chein kasu b'numuk Yosef that you could do that. Good. I'm skipping a couple lines after the numuk Yosef. He says omnam la niyaz daiti lo yecholti lahavin. I can't understand this halacha. I know that Rabbeinu Tam says this. I know the numuk Yosef says this, that the malv is allowed a chap a chefetz for peroyin as a payment. He's not taking it as a mashkin. But what I don't understand, how is it possible? The heichi shayich teres gevir b'loy bezdin o man shamlei. Vimkein eino ela mashkin, and it should be oiva ala v'tzarchin. We have a concept in the Gemara that you cannot take a chefetz from somebody else, shutfim want to break up, shliach, a lot of cases, you can't do it because you need a shuma. How do you know what you're taking? I'm going to grab his shirt. How do you know how much a shirt's worth? So how are you allowed to take it as a peroin, as a payment? He owes you $20. Is the shirt worth 10, 15, 20, 30? You don't know. And even if you think you know, you need a shumas bezin to do it. And the halacha is, kol zman you don't have a shumas bezin, you can't take it as peroin. And it's not up to you to decide how much your shirt's worth. You have to have a determination by bezin, because only bezin could determine, a shumas of bezin could determine how much it's worth. Until you determine that, you can't take a peroin.
You know what's less? Yeah, if you know what's less.
You need a shuma.
You know it's less.
So what? But you still need a shuma. For you, how much are you taking? It's less. It's $10. And with that, how much of the chayv are you willing to wipe off? Ten, whatever it's worth. You don't know how much it's worth. So you can never take it as a peroin. So zaktik tzayis echab, hayoyis, you can never take it as a peroin. So it should automatically remain only a mashkin, even if you think you're taking it as a peroin. And if it's a mashkin, you should be over the lav, a deraisa, leisav abesi. Now let him take a mashkin. But tzorachin, he believes tzorachin, doesn't understand this halachi. He doesn't know how is it possible.
$1,000.
Good.
Impossible.
Good.
$1,000.
And you make the rest?
I make the rest.
We could talk about it. Because I'm not even sure. Because even though you know, but halacha is you need a shumas bezin. But certainly if you're not being meichel the rest, you have a problem here. You're going to take it only for its real value, but you don't know its real value, so you have a problem. So you're only taking the mashkin. So
that is not such a problem, because that's just a practical problem. Because if bezin isn't required, like you said, in the case of less, it may not be required. So in the case of more, the only reason why bezin is required is again a halachic.
You cannot take something as a payment unless we establish its value to know what the payment was. Till then, you need a shumas bezin. Not just fear is success. I'm jumping to the end. The Ksay says, "Mamish eden umushum hefsid mamin." Just because you're having a loss, because he's going to deny it in the din Torah, you're going to end up losing the din Torah. Loishari lava advar Torah v'amokum yemali chesaron kis b'mokum mitzvah v'yad lo yishlak lava advar Torah. He's fire. That at the end of the day, you're not allowed to do this. You're over alav deraisa. It's a nice chap. He says it's marimin al divrei Torah, but it's over alav midaraisa. I say how to Ksay. Now. The Ksois later on mentions the Shaila yet a third time in Shin Nun Tes of Kambeis. He again readdresses this issue, and he said he found the Tshuvas Rivash who bavarns his kasha. The Tshuvas Rivash is the same one we said before, Shin Tzadivov. The Tshuvas Rivash asked his kasha, how you allowed to take a paroyin? What paroyin? Till you have a Shumas Bezin, it's only a mashkin. Should be a lav de raisi. Now let's take a mashkin. And for the Rivash, the account of the man Shamlok, if you're taking as a paroi, it means you're going to take it and keep it yourself, sell it off or eat it yourself. But a person who wants to take an item and then will bring it to Bezdin for a Shuma doesn't have the problem, man Shamlok. I'm taking it as a paroi to bring to Bezdin, that Bezdin should shuts up how much it's worth, and that's how much of a paroi I'm taking it for. And that the reverse says it's fine.
But it doesn't leave Mechil on the rest?
Doesn't need a mechil on the rest. No, he's not taking it. He's taking it for Bezin to determine how much its value is, to know how much he just took as a paroi, and that the Ravosh says is fine. And the Ksais doesn't like it. The Ksais is on him.
Maybe he took too much,
okay.
Took too much as a gal.
On the extra.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Konami, we could handle that. And the Ksais doesn't like the Ravosh. The Ksais says, Abizai, then when is the Issa of Mashkin? Every Mashkin is, you hold on to the Mashkin because you want to eventually collect from the item. Just in case. If the guy does defaults, you want to use that Mashkin to collect from. And then you'll go to Bezin, and Bezin will shuts it up for you, and at that point you'll figure it out, and you'll take the item. And he brings Rashi. Rashi says, Pshat Gemara, that Mashkin is Lugavaina. And nevertheless, there's the Issa. So if that's Asa to do, so it's Asa to do this too. How can I take the Kaifis and bring it to Bezin to shuts up? Isn't that every mashkin? Besides, every mashkin is to do that. Memela zaktiktais tzarachin, and he blives tzarachin and rivash, and it's also to do because it can't be a parai and it has to only be a mashkin.
Why can you have a case that there was a shuma for some other reason? Maybe he collected from somebody else with a shuma.
Oh, and grab the punkt, you know the shuma. Yeah, okay. It's like a one in a million. That's not the Maisan B'choyim that he's referring to. All right. So there's a Imre Bina, the Imre Bina in Dayanim Yod, tries to answer up the Ksais Kash on the Rivash, and he says it's different than every Mashkin. Every Mashkin, when I take Avad, I take it Lugavina, I eventually would like to collect from it. But I also would like to collect from the guy's assets. I mean, I'm still entertaining to collect from his assets. If he doesn't pay, then I'll collect this Lugavina. The case of the Rivash, what the Rivash is talking about, it's a Chiddush, but he touches up the Rivash. The Rivash is talking about a case where the guy snatched this item, Al Das, to be meichel any other form of piroin. It's like an apoitik mufresh. I will not ever collect from this loiva again, and this is my sole piroin that I'm going to use. And for example, Zakti Imri Bina, if the mashkin or the chayfetz I just snatched gets lost, I won't go after the loiva. I am not going after the loiva. I'm doing this mamish only as a gevaina. I'm taking as a parayin that I will not go after the loiva in any which other way. I'm being meichel the debt otherwise. And Mameli, he says, that's mamish le gevaina, and that's mota. And therefore he says, the person who wants to snatch this for a dintaira has to have in mind that he's snatching it where he will not go after the loiva for any other parayin, form of parayin, only from this mashkin. And even if the mashkin gets lost, he's not going to go after the loiva. He becomes a Kohen, right?
That's exactly what it is, according
to you. It might be only a Shem Esacha, whatever. But we're saying, Bua, that even if it's Nenas, you lost it. You're Meichel, any other form of Parayin, and Mamele, you're taking this Mamish as a Gevaina, not as a Betochen in any which way. That's what the Imri Bina says. I personally wouldn't have gone so far, and I think you could say the same Lundus, just less. And that is that Avada, every Mashkin is Lugavaina, but every Mashkin clearly, in the Shainim Mavu like this, every Mashkin is for security. I'm taking this. I don't want his Cholon Pat. I want him to pay me with money. In the event that he divorces, but the less Breyer, I'm going to hold on to his Cholon Pat. But Be'emes, I want him to pay me. So you're really taking it as a security, as a backup, if it doesn't work, if he divorces, then I'm going to take it as a Gavaina. This guy, when he snatches, and he's taking it as a Paroin, he's not taking it as a security to, as leverage to force him to pay. He's taking it right now, he's going straight to Bezdin, or at least conceptually, he's going to Bezdin, and Bezdin is going to shots it up for him, and whatever it's worth, he's willing to accept that as a Paroin. So he's taking this not as any form of bitachon, any form of a mashkin. He's only taking it for peroyin. So that's mutta. When is it also, if you have a mind to do two things, you have a mind to take it as a bitachon, and and for Gevina if he defaults. So good. So the Gevina part I have no problem with. But the fact that he's taking also as a security, that's the problem. That's the mashkin. You now let her take a mashkin. But if a guy only takes it for Gevina, he's only planning on collecting from it, he's going to Bezin to collect from it, he doesn't using it as leverage, as force to get him to pay, that's going to be muta. Now, if it will blow up, then Avada is going to go back to the Leiv and try to get another asset. I don't have to be Meichel the Chayiv, but this is for Peroin. I'm going to Bezin, but if I won't get the Peroin from here for whatever reason, because it blows up, then I'll get Peroin somewhere else. But I'm not using this as leverage against him. I'm not using it to force him to pay me. I'm using this to pay me, not to force him to pay me somewhere else. So I'm not taking it as a Batachan at all. I'm only taking it for Peroin. So that L'Chayr is Mota. And I found this, L'Chayr, this is what he means to say in the Ulam HaMishpat. The Ulam HaMishpat over there, on the Ksais, in Shin Nun Tes, L'Chayr says what I understand to be this Chilik, that every mashkin is for both, bitachon and a gevina. This is only for a gevina. I'm going straight to Bezin. Miyad, that's not a problem, and that should be mutter.
You have to go to Bezin for gevina.
Because he needs to have a shuma. He cannot make the shuma himself. He can't value, he has to get the Bezin to establish the real value of the item. Why? So he always has to go to Bezin.
Why did that sound like it's not called
Dondin Lenashe? It is Dondin Lenashe, but you have a Nisal Lesav, you know how to do it. The Ramor Grada is in Simon Dalek. Sorry? Now let it done. Even Bezin can't take a chafetz without a shuma. And I'm not equipped, I'm not right to make the shuma. So I need Bezin to make the shuma. So I need to go to Bezin to make that shuma. But if I take it for that kavona, that will be mutter. Because at the end of the day, notwithstanding the ksais's problem, there is a rivash. You say the Rebinus Teretz and Rivash, you love Mamish Teretz and Rivash, but there is a Rivash. So there is a way to do this. You take it, Lugavaino, planning on going to Bezin, either all the way like the Rebina, Mimaychel the rest, or not, but there is a way to pull this off. Not Lachari, not like the Ksois.
Well, I think just has Bezin to make a Shumba, and then you can go and do
it. And a Hanami, you could do that.
So but you just tell Bezin, you don't tell Bezin you have a whole, then you can do this whole chet.
Then you could do the whole chet. First, tell Bezin make a shuma on the item. Don't tell him about the din Torah. Then chap it. Yeah, okay. And how is Bezin going to make that shuma just realistically? How are they going to make a shuma? I mean,
I don't know how hard it is to make a shuma.
And normally you have to have a chroz or something. I don't know how they're going to do a chroz on the item.
You know, the guy has a 2008 car.
Oh, you mean it's known today that everything is. Maybe. Anakanam, that would be an Eitzah. I don't know how practical it was in the olden days. Today, everything is mass-produced. So you have the same tape recorder 100 times, the same car. There, every tape recorder was different. Every chair was different. So you need to have a shuma on that item. Bezin would need...
Are you allowed to do a shuma on someone without telling them that there's a problem, that there's a... Are you allowed to stand there as Bezin?
Well, if you're going to make the shuma for the ability to chap... So is he doing it for Mashkin or for Peroin? I mean, for Peroin. If he's doing it for Mashkin, Bezin can't go into his house either for purposes of Mashkin.
But is Bezin allowed to start?
They're allowed to make a Stam Meshuma if they're not going in. If it's not for Mashkin, you'll have him. Okay, fine. Let's... Yeah, and Anachanami by car. It's not always 100% accurate, but okay, fine.
Well,
if it's used also. So they'll look at the car and how it is and what mileage it is and whatever the Shemaim do. All right, there's one more in your Abayis. I know we have only a few minutes left, but there's another Geshmak Indian here. You raise the Indian about sending in somebody, the plumber, sending in the shliach. Is there an Issa by sending? Is there an Issa? Okay, I won't take the mashkin. I'll send my shliach to take the mashkin. I'll send my diplomat to go inside and take down, write down all the stuff that he has in his house. Is that a problem? Oh, very good. So let's see. Look at the Kesef HaKadoshim. So look at the Kadoshim, but three lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Kesef HaKadoshim says like this, L'mashkin ha'idei nochri avu malva, to get a goy to take the mashkin for the malva, shayich ein shlichus l'nochri. We have a concept, nochri is allowed by shlichus. I didn't do it. He can't represent me. Goy can't represent me. So I didn't take the mashkin. The goy took the mashkin. Then the goy took the mashkin out of the guy's house and then gave it to me. So l'chay, what he means to say at that point is, now it's mutta, because no longer in the guy's house. I'm not going into his house to take it. I'm not snatching it from him outside. So that would be mutta, a nice patent. Get the goy to do it, bring it outside, and then I'll take it. Continues the Kesef HaKadoshim, Vayidei Yisrael. And if you're going to send a yid to do this, Hayishayich gam keino heta, because ein shliach l'dvar aveira, you have another heta. If I say he's not my shliach, if it will be my shliach, I'll have an aveira, because I'm taking a mashkin. He's representing me. So ein shliach l'dvar aveira, he's not representing me. So memeila, no problem. Now he took it outside. Now from outside the house, I'm allowed to take it away from the shliach.
Why is he allowed to take it out?
Why is Hula acting out? We're going to get to about. Ach ala shliach yesh issa, but the shliach who pulls that one off, he's going to be over the issa of leisave obeisa gamkin likane slito mashkin to be shulchan aruch, because in shulchan aruch you see that a shliach bezins also over an issa. So you see that you don't have to be a malva to be over the nissa. Even a shliach could be over an issa. So getting a shliach Yisrael to do this, the shliach will be over the issa of taking a mashkin. So he's probably not going to want to do this for you because he'll be over an issa.
No.
Oh, we're going to get to about 1 second. Ma'ashenkein zaktekezek dachin by a nochri. A nochri doesn't have the lav of leisave or beisoy. So he could go inside the house, take it. Ain't shlichas la nochri. I didn't do it, he did it. Then once he's outside, I could take it from the guy. Dr. Kazagaja, even that's problematic because in Mekom Makom Midrabanan, we have a concept, Midrabanan, Yesh Likas Lanakri. So Midrabanan, I was over this Issa of Laisave El Beisai. So Dr. Kazagaja, oh, it's only Midrabanan, so I have an Eitza. Ach Bamir Denakri Lanakri, Meka Lachavis Yaza Lagabi Shvos. When something is only Asa, Midrabanan, the Chavis Yaz says, you're allowed to do Amira La Amira. So what I can do is I can go over to Leroy. And tell Leroy, don't you dare take the mashkin because then I'll be over shlichas to Rabban. But do me a favor, tell Carl to go into the house, take the mashkin out, and then give it to me, and that won't be a problem because it's amira la amira. And even if I had told Carl directly, it would only be a nisa to Rabbanon. So Memel, it's a mira la mira for a shvus. Memel, that's a patent. So at the end of the day, he has this patent that what I could do is tell Leroy to send Carl. Take out this mashkin. Once it's outside, then I can help myself to the mashkin. That's the eighth of the Kesa Gadachim.
Another reason on the Shayel with Baravera.
What?
The Shayel with Baravera, you.
What, the guy?
No, the yid.
What yid? I'm not. It's a guy. The guy's doing it. Carl, Leroy, or guy. No problem. I'm the yid. Ain't Shayel with Baravera. That's all the thing. Okay, so now.
Fine, but at the same time, but you're a Shayel with Baravera.
Who?
The Malva is telling another yid to go in and grab it.
All right, so that's going to be Lefneva. About we're going to get to it. Hold on, everyone's getting good. I want to get to Kesek Adachim. At the end of the day, Kesek Adachim says like this. I send the shliach. He has really two halves. One is sending a shliach Yisrael, but the shliach himself will be over the lav. Second half is sending the guy, that would be great because ancient shliach is a nakri, but I have a new problem of the rabbanon, but the eitz is to make it amir lamir, and that will be fine. So let's go one at a time. His first, let's talk about sending a yid. He has a problem, ancient shliach is a aver, so I'm safe, but my shliach has a problem because the shliach is going to be over the lav. The Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tavkaf Pei Gimel also entertains this. That's Ein Lidvay Veira. Memela, the Shliach will be over the Lav, just like you see by Shliach Bezdin. However, the Aves Chesed in Perek Zayin, Sifkotin Zayin, he's Mesupik. I can't say I understand it, but he's Mesupik. He says maybe that which a Shliach is over is only by Shliach Bezdin because he represents the Malva. But a regular shliach will not be over the lav of Leisav Yobesai. The lav is only by a malva, or a shliach bezin who's bimkoim the malva. But a regular shliach is not considered bimkoim a malva. The regular shliach is the shliach himself, and the shliach himself will not be over the lav of Leisav Yobesai. Why? The shliach bezin is also only a shliach. But so when this shliach bezin goes into the house, who's over the lav? Who's over the lav? Abba Makala say the shliach bezin, not me. But the bezin not allowed to do that either. Bezin not allowed to go inside either. Bezin not allowed to do that either. Rabbi, just hold off. I know everyone has questions. Just hold off. Let me just finish because I have a few minutes left. He's mesupik if that works. But he has two other reasons why you're now allowed to do this. First reason he says like this, which you were ma'ira, is that is, that how am I allowed to go into the guy's house and take his mashkin? Because I have a right to take his mashkin, because he owes me money. Right? That's simple, right? But if he wouldn't owe me money, can I snatch his chlezen? No. Does he owe the shliach money? No. So, Zogt Chofetz Chaim, a beautiful chap. He said, Bishlam, if the shliach was my shliach, and somehow there was a shlichus. So fine, he's representing the Malva. The Malva has a right to the Mashkin. But then the Malva will be over Nisa. But Ein Shlichus Vareya. So Ein Shlichus Vareya says the shlich cannot represent me. I don't know who he is. He doesn't know me. He can't represent me. He's not representing me. To how he's allowed to take someone else's chayfis for? He can't take it from me. He's not allowed to take it from me. And he's not owed money. So he's not allowed to take the chayfis. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, he's a gazlan. He brings a ksois. If you take somebody's mashkin and you're not authorized to do so because you're not the malva and you're not representing, because you can't represent the malva, then you're a stomach gazlan. You take someone's chayfis. So like it in. So he said the shliach is going to be over not only a lav of leisavi obeisa, he's also going to be over a lav of gzeila.
He'll be chayv for the payback.
Sorry? And he'll be chayv to pay back. He's a gazlan. If he gives it to me, you could run after Ratzimizelgoiva. Good. So then he says like this. Now that we can establish the shliach as a gazlan, then I, the malva, is now let's send him to do this because I'll be over lifneiva. So the shliach could be over leisavel beisai and I'll be over lifneiva. But even if for some reason shliach doesn't have leisavel beisai, but shliach certainly has this gzeila, and memela I'll be over lifneiva. So it's like that. For that reason is another reason why I'm not allowed to do this. Then he has a third reason. He says there are many paiskim hold that ein shliach tadvei aveira is only when the shliach knows what he's doing. And he knows that there's a nissa. But what happens if the shlich has a shoygeg, doesn't know that there's a nissa? Many places can hold that yesh shlich that vayveir. So he says, if you send the shlich, and the shlich doesn't know that there's a nissa, loy savei al beisai, then the shlich is a shoygeg, kumt ois yesh shlich that vayveir, is as if I'm the one who entered the house and snatched it, memela I'll be over the issa of loy savei al beisai. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I have three reasons then, why it's also. One is maybe shliach has lesavel beis and I have lifneiva. The shliach certainly is a gazan and I have lifneiva. And if he's a shaygig like kama paiskim, I'm going to be over the mamish shlik devaver and I'll be over the lav itself. Okay. So after Chofetz Chaim, what's the nafkamina between these pradim? The nafkamina is whatever happens your case. I won't send the plumber in, the shliach in to snatch. I'll only send the shliach in to take an accounting, or I'll send the shliach to nudge the guy. To Nudge's loiva, or ask him for a mashkin, but he won't snatch it. He'll ask the loiva to give him voluntarily the mashkin. So gzeila you're not going to have, because he didn't take anything by force. Either he didn't take it at all, he just took an accounting, or it was given to him. But if you hold the other svaris, if you hold the svaris that a shliach has a nissa, he has a nissa. If you hold the svaris that he's a shoyge and is yeshlik dvaveh, it's a shoyge, if I entered the guy's house to ask him for a mashkin, I'm not allowed to do that either. So that will be us as well. So he says, in that case, it's totally on the pshatim. But with, in a normal case, to send him in, you have three different possible isurim going on. That's a Chofetz Chaim. The Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest a different blitz chiddush. He wants to suggest, first he starts off ein shliach devar aveira and only the shliach zayim. And then he says, well, benira, that the real issue is that I shouldn't hold the mashkin as a bitachin. So at the end of the day, when the shliach brings me this mashkin, I have a mashkin of somebody else's, shalaik adin. I am not entitled to this. I'm a meila. I should be over the issa then when I get the mashka, when it comes to my hands, at that person, I'm holding on to his mashka, shalaik adin, and that's when I'll be over the issa of, I guess, leisav el beis. Now, I don't understand that. And he goes to tell me, he says, meila hu adin, when you send a goy, and you send a cotton, you send a cherish. It doesn't make a difference. Yesh likas, not likas. At the end of the day, you're holding on to the chavis, you have a mashka, shalaik adin, you're going to be over the issa. And I don't understand that because that's not the issa. This is now to go into the guy's house. You're now to snatch it from him. But if it's by a third party, we discussed, it's not a problem. So l'chay, once the shliach takes it out, and I, he has a, well, he might not have a right to, but I wasn't David Issa, because ancient is Varaveda. At that point, when I take it from the shliach, l'chay, it shouldn't be a problem. But okay, but that's...
got out of the rishus improperly.
It got out of his rishus improperly by the shliach. If the guy took it, if the guy took it, the guy's a lav bar issa, so he took. All right, Rabbi. There's another second half here. I want to chop a line. I know we're mamish at the end, but the second half is about nochri. So now that we know this Chofetz Chaim, let's take this apart. The Chesed Kedoshim has a plan. Ein shlichus l'nochri, and we'll only have a drabbanan. And if a drabbanan, we'll be amira l'amira, and everything is fine. Yeah, but Chofetz Chaim says it's a gzela. The nochri can't represent me because ein shlichus l'nochri. So to the extent he has no right to take someone's chayfis, then the nochri is going to be over a lav of gzela. Then I can't tell the nochri to do that because I'll be over lifnei iva d'oraisa on doing that. There's a lifne even by a goy. I cannot tell a goy to talk. It'll be a lifne even deraisa on his gzela, taking something which is a nisa deraisa of stealing. And then amira la amira might be a problem. So sugi lifne da lifne. But amira la amira, because if amira la amira zokta chavis goes only matter when it's a derabanan, this is a deraisa already. He's over nisa gzela. So if my amir da amir is amir da amira na deraisa, that's going to be a problem. So I won't have this eitz. I want to suggest another problem, and with this I'll leave you. But the Minchas Chinuch, like I said, also holds a bigoy for his cheshbon, because at the end of the day, once I get it, I'm going to be over then. So for like the Minchas Chinuch also, you can't do it a day guy. But I want to clear the following shaila. I want to know, in theory, and you'll see why it's negay. In theory, if I'll go into the Leivis Rishos and take the mashkin from him, but have in mind not to have a kinyan mashkin. The Torah is makalit, when I take a mashkin, I get a kinyan in there as well. I don't want the kinyan. I'm an ass lahed. I don't want the kinyan, but I'll take it out as security without the kinyan. Is that mutter to do? Pasha's not.
Pasha could make the same claim.
Not a Gazan. I'm a malva. He owes me money.
But in general, later on, you use that argument.
No, you're Gazan, they forced you to have a kinyan. But I want to know a malva who has a right to have a kinyan or mashkin. I don't want the kinyan. Look, it's still a nisa. This is, you're not allowed to have a mashkin. You now take the mashkin. Gratitory gave you a kinyan as well. I need this to show you that there is an issa in the maisa even without the kinyan. Tosis Ashita is that if you send the guy to shave, to do giluach on a cotton, akfili godos, tam. I want to send a guy to give mamish one of these crew cuts on a guy. It's an issa, the raisa. I ain't shlich l'dvay avera. A guy is lav bar chiyuva, and by a lav bar chiyuva, we do say yesh shlich l'dvay avera. That's what Taisa says. In fact, Allah, bam kasha, forget shlich l'dvay avera, yeh avera, nish avera. Ein shlichus l'nachri. You told the guy to give a crew cut. What's it going to help you? It's a guy doing ein shlichus l'nachri. Zokt in the sifis and kuf pei beis of cotton olive. That when do we say ein shlichus l'nachri? Is if the nachri has to tuif something, has to make a kinyan, kedushin, whatever. Anything he has to tuif, ein shlichus l'nachri. He can't represent me. He can't represent anyone. Ein shlichus l'nachri doesn't work. But a maisa, a chicken of maisa, he did shave the cotton. He did shave the person's hair, and I sent him to do that. It's as if I did it. And there will be yesh lichus l'nachri. And the only way out is by saying yesh lichus l'nachri. And by a goy, you don't have it because he's a lav bar chiyuva. So if I send a goy to take somebody's mashkin out of his rishos, l'chayra, the kinyan shavai I'm asking. He can never make a kinyan for me. He'll never be able to make the kinyan mashkin. The kinyan he cannot do because yesh lichus l'nachri. But the metzias, did he pull a mashkin out of the guy's rishos? L'chayra, he did it. And he did it for me. So l'chayra, it's as if I pulled the mashkin. So it is yesh lichus l'nachri b'chai gavna. And the only yetzu would be yesh lichus dvar veira. But a goy is a lav bar chiyuva. So it will be yesh lichus dvar veira. If you go like those rishonim that we have yesh lichus dvar veira when it's a lav bar chiyuva, it should come out that I should be over the issa, the araisa of taking the mashkin out, because on the maisa shaboy there will be an issa.
Now,
the goy is a gazan. The goy is a gazan. Correct.
It is also so.
But
who? Your cheshbon is that it's not us.
The guy, but the guy, oh, it's a lav bar chiyuva. But you mean the guy has his isa'al gzeila.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.